USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian's journey continues, but it's weakening now as it brings heavy rain and high winds to eastern North Carolina. The National Hurricane Center says the storm now has maximum sustained winds of 90 miles an hour. And while some minor damage is being seen in North Carolina, Carolina Beach Mayor Joe Benson says
it wasn't quite what we thought it would be, what we expected. And therefore, the damage should usually follow suit.
And Benson told MSNBC he expects people to be packing North Carolina's beaches again by this weekend. However, a storm surge warning is in effect up to the Virginia coast, and tropical storm warnings and watches are in effect all the way up to Massachusetts. Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz has just announced in a post on his website that he won't run for president next year. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Fans of Texas-styled country music are mourning the death of a Texas country singer, Kylie Rae Harris. Texas officials say the 30-year-old was killed on Wednesday night in a three-vehicle crash that also killed a teenage girl. Researchers have found some new clues as they work to solve the recent vaping deaths.
Investigations into the mysterious lung illnesses linked to vaping found the same chemical in samples of marijuana products used by people sickened in various parts of the U.S. The Washington Post reports that the chemical is an oil derived from vitamin E. FDA investigators found the oil in products in samples that were collected from patients who felt ill from across the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Former Press Secretary Sarah Sanders writing a memoir about her time at the White House under President Trump. It's slated for publication in the fall of next year. And this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
They're still trying to sort out what happened yesterday, but a Mississippi sheriff's deputy is in critical condition as investigators try to piece together the events that led to his shooting. They say it began as a domestic dispute call in Canton, Mississippi. It included a hostage situation, then a high-speed chase, and a shootout. The deputy was shot in the head. Another deputy was injured. The suspect was wounded. Iran could be moving towards possible negotiations with the U.S. That's according to Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who told a think tank in London just hours ago that it seems that in some ways the Islamic Republic is inching towards a place where talks could be held. The two countries have been seemingly moving further away from diplomacy since President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the multilateral nuclear agreement with Iran. Esper also saying that Europe needs to counter threats posed by Russia.
There is an article that says you have to live up to your commitments and provide capabilities. And when only 8 of 29 countries are presently meeting 2%, and by the way, to me, 2% should not be the goal. That should be the floor. I mean, our defense budget should reflect the challenges and threats we face. And I would argue the challenges and threats we face are much greater than 2%.
And last night's first game of the NFL season saw the Packers beat the Bears 10-3. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.